There are only two tragedies in life. One is not getting what you want. The other is getting it.
Is this one of yours?
Jack Valentine finally had what he wanted.
Curiously, the death certificate says he died of heart failure.
Falsifying a death certificate? It's not gonna hold me.
You're right. As usual, you are right. Have you seen today's paper? Huh? Fake end user certificates, cut out companies, meticulously cataloged. There is hardly a warlord, dictator, or despot anywhere in the world that you're not on a first name basis with. It was your wife, your trophy wife, that led us to the prize. It's not her fault. She's just easier to follow than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Enjoy it.
What?
This. Tell me I'm everything you despise. That I'm the personification of evil. That I'm what? Responsible for the breakdown of the fabric of society and world order. I'm a one-man genocide. Say everything you want to say to me now. Because you don't have long.
Are you paying attention? Or are you delusional? You have broken every arms embargo written. There is enough evidence here to put you away for consecutive life sentences. You are going to spend the next 10 years of your life going from a cell to a courtroom before you even start serving your time. I don't think you fully appreciate the seriousness of your situation.
My wife and son have left me. My brother's dead. Trust me, I fully appreciate the seriousness of my situation. But I promise you, I won't spend a single second in a courtroom.
You are delusional.
I like you, Jack. Well, maybe not, but I understand you. Let me tell you what's gonna happen. And this way you can prepare yourself.
Okay.
Soon there's gonna be a knock on that door and you will be called outside. In the hall, there will be a man who outranks you. First, he'll compliment you on the fine job you've done, that you're making the world a safer place, that you're to receive a commendation and a promotion. And then he's going to tell you that I am to be released. You're gonna protest. You'll probably threaten to resign. But in the end, I will be released. The reason I'll be released is the same reason you think I'll be convicted. I do rub shoulders with some of the most vile, sadistic men calling themselves leaders today. But some of those men are the enemies of your enemies. And while the biggest arms dealer in the world is your boss, the President of the United States, who ships more merchandise in a day than I do in a year, sometimes it's embarrassing to have his fingerprints on the guns. Sometimes he needs a freelancer like me to supply forces he can't be seen supplying. So, you call me evil, but unfortunately for you, I'm a necessary evil.
I would tell you to go to hell, but I think you're already there.
Most people are happy just to get out of jail. I expect to be paid to leave.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, December 8th, 2022. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Paul News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, Britney is more important to the U.S. than military soldiers. Then, is there a geopolitical advantage to having these people in your military, or is it a sign of decay? Then, this basically summarizes the Yee Red Pill in one very short clip. That's the show! Let's get into it, shall we? Britney is more important than U.S. military soldiers. Thank you, Biden. Meet Britney Griner and Marine Paul Weirlin. Both of them are Americans. Both of them were convicted in Russia courts on dubious charges. Both are serving multi-year sentences in Russian prison. Britney hates America. Paul served America. Guess which one Biden traded a terrorist to free? Simplify, Paul. Simplify. Really? Why? 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 We know why. We know why. We know why. We know why. Worst trade ever. Even the left agrees. Worst. Is Biden the worst president ever? I mean, if Trump did this, they would be yelling, Russia collusion, Russia collusion. Trump's helping Russia. Imagine if Trump had done this. They'd be talking about this for four fucking goddamn months. They'd be talking about this shit. They'd be trying to impeach him for this. Holy shit. If the tables were turned. The tables were turned. Holy shit. This American says, unironically, the nigger is more valuable by every metric. They make music which is consumed by Jewish businesses. The Zogbot is just a body. I will not take your bait. This American says, fight for Jews. Jews throw you under the bus. LOL, LMAO even, Christ cucks will never learn. Imagine fighting and willing to die for your country. And then Biden, our president, lets out a nigger. They got caught with marijuana and like, what are you doing? Bringing marijuana to Russia, you dumb shit. Paul got arrested at some wedding that he went to. Dumb, bad trade. They get a massive genius weapons dealer, we get a stupid nigger. Dumb. Bad trade. Niggers are like 1/5 of a person. We need like 5 more people to equate that one nigger, right? Fuck, I wish we had the old constitution back. We'll bring back the old constitution. Niggers are 1/5 of a person. I think women should have 1/5 of a vote. Look at this guy. This guy's such a Chad. He really does look like the Lord of War from the movie. They really did a good job in the casting of that. What a Chad. It's going to kill many more people. Many more people will die. Thank you, Biden. Thank you for killing innocent people. Best president ever. No refunds, Zogbots. No refunds. That's what you get for serving Jews over your own tribe. Yes. Not Biden's problem. This Ireland Anon says, Russia literally won't give him back. LOL, they got a sweet deal here. Fuck yeah, they got a sweet deal. Jesus. Fuck. Take that deal in a heartbeat. We got nothing. Biden's a fucking idiot. This America says, I'm sorry, selling weapons shouldn't be a crime. It's a God-given right to be armed. Stupid trade by our government, though. But Biden isn't a businessman. I agree with that. I don't think selling weapons should be illegal. It should be encouraged. You get a gun, and you get a gun, and you get a gun. Give guns to everybody. Give it to children and women and kids. Did I say children and kids? Give it to them. Just have them play with them like toys. Have fun. Go have fun with the guns. Be free. No, I believe in education and gun safety. I'm just joking. It's called a joke. Calm your tits. Don't joke about gun safety, Lou. Don't joke about gun safety and children. Fuck you. Really, though, I really do think children should have guns. Yes. Give them a gun. Train them. Educate them. Next thread. Is there a geopolitical advantage to having these people in our military, or is it a sign of decay? This is courtesy of Salt Shaker. Thank you. Well, after nearly 3 decades in uniform, this old army dog is finally done. As of today, he's Colonel Ravage, U.S. Army, retired. It's been a great run. Hashtag alpha pup, hashtag army pup, hashtag proud pup, hashtag service dog. Holy shit, look at this guy. Army, too. Army, the lowest tier of military. Look at all these commendations. What the fuck are these for? What have you done? Nothing, probably. All these badges for doing jack-all shit. Fucking A, man. What a... Wow. Honolulu. From Honolulu. This guy? Holy shit. This guy's chilling in Hana-fucking-Lulu. Getting paid by our government so much money. Jesus, fuck, this guy got it good. This fur faggot got it good. Fucking fur faggot. This American says, imagine this guy is fully retired, pulling 70k pension at 48. It hurts me inside. It fucking hurts me. Hurts me inside. This American says, chinks will continue to seethe that their operation has failed. Yeah, I don't know. Looking like the Chinese have won. The Chinese have won. What the fuck? He literally has his penis out in a picture. He has his fucking penis out. What the fuck? Retired, pulling 70k pension. What's the life expectancy of someone with AIDS? Ugh. Oof, man. Oof. Our military. What is this? This can't be real. This can't be real, Salt. This can't be real. What the fuck? If pups come from a derivative of leather groups, they come from the war veterans movement. I have 4 collared subs, 3 pups, 1 boy in my leather family. We're all military. We understand each other like nobody else can. What the fuck? I'm at a loss for words. This guy has 3 pups and 1 boy. What the fuck? 4 collared subs. Oh my god. So this guy's like a general in our military, and he has people beneath him as submissive people he fucks. He literally fucks his subordinates? How is this legal? How is this guy still getting a pension? What the fuck is going on? I mean, literally, so all of these people in the military are all fucking each other, and they're all gay, and they're all... This can't be real. Is this real, Salt? This is just too insane. This is too fucking insane. U.S. is so gay and emasculated, they have to find someone to blame to admit their country is gayland and worships only BBC. Fucking Jesus, blackpilling me right now. Blackpilled. What is going on? What the fuck is happening? What the fuck, dude? This is not cool. This is so faggy. This is so faggy! What is this, Salt? What is this? So gay. Oh my god. Our military is fucking gay. Why? Why did they... Holy shit, man. Why has this happened? Oh, the Democrats. Yeah, fuck. Recruitment issues. Enlistment issues. I told you guys. They need all the fags they can get. Take a knee, you fucking idiot. Take a knee. God, dude. Don't try guilting this pup about posting a pic during his latest crisis in Iraq, Afghanistan. Been there, done that. Kink helps me forget that stuff. Kanye energy, I guess. Kanye mask energy, I guess. What the fuck? What the fucking hell? How a cooling vest invented by a furry made its way into the US military. Oh, a military contract for furries. Oh my god, our military is just degeneracy. It's all degeneracy. Oh, this faggot. I'm not even gonna watch it. I know what happens. Oh, dude, this is so heartbreaking. This is so heartbreaking. Dude, pup ravage. Dude, pup ravage. Oh, fuck. It's so... How is it real? Pup ravage? Pup ravage? How is it fucking real? How is it real? How is it real? I'm dying. Pride. Yay, pride. Fucking God. Just end it. Just end my pain. I can't take any more Salt. I gotta move on. This is hurt. Physically hurting me. Physically hurting me. Let's scroll to the end. Fucking fur fags must yiff in hell. I love furry shit, but that's taking it too fucking... That's cringe, bro. Wearing your... fucking S&M mask out in public. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's too much for me. It's just a step too far. Step too far. Okay, we're at the finale thread. The finale of the day. This basically summarizes the red pill in one very short clip. Here we go.
Y'all are proving somebody like Kanye, right? Because Kanye says, hey, Jewish people have all the power, and then he loses everything.
Well, look, the insidious nature of anti-Semitism and these tropes about power is Kanye can say these things. Jews have all the power, they're controlling everything. And if we don't get him, you know, if we don't deal with that, the myth spreads and it takes root.
If we don't crush Kanye with every ounce of power we have, the myth that we have the power to crush people might spread. Don't you understand? Don't you fucking understand, you stupid nigger? fucking ADL, man. Jesus Christ. This American says, amazing, we are 10 years away from everyone knowing Hitler was right. 2033 equals 1933. Yes, time is a flat circle. Yes, yes. Time is a flat circle. Many such cases. Yes. Styx just said many such cases. Fuck you, Styx. You think you're part of the club? Fuck you. Go with your million subscribers elsewhere. Fuck you. Not allowed. You're too popular now. You've gone full circle. We hate you now. Go away. And I'll watch you later. Go away. I'll also watch you. I love you and I hate you. I'm also slightly jelly, I guess. Am I jelly? I guess there's jelly there. I guess. how could there not be? The man's living the fucking dream. The man's living the dream. This Confederate says Charlemagne bringing this weasel on was the best possible move to support Yi. This man is the Jewiest of kikes. Nick watching this will see him for what he is. I mean, literally, him just speaking clarified what Kanye has been saying. It's brilliance. It's amazingness. It's truth. Finding its way to the surface as it normally does. Niggas be like, what? Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, this is pretty crazy. Is the Overton window shifting? I think it is. There was a post about this teacher on Reddit. There was this teacher posted on Reddit and like the children in my classes are starting to become anti-Semitic. They're talking about Kanye. The children are asking about the Holocaust. The children and the Holocaust. But I tell them about the shoes. I tell them about the fucking shoes. I tell them about the shoes. But they still think it's fake. It's the children. They've been corrupted by Kanye. Yee. West. Amazing. Fucking amazing. So incredible. Greenblatt doesn't want to disprove Yee. He is there to reinforce what Yee is saying. This is all part of the planned exodus of Jews to Israel before the kikes collapse in America. Wow, he has the book It Could Happen Here circled. Fucking Jews, man. The Holocaust could happen again. The Holocaust will happen. You know what? Time is a flat circle, ADL. It's coming. It's coming. Fucking buckle up. Okay, imagine, guys. Picture it in your head. The economy crashes again. And I had a couple threads I cut that were about the economy crashing. The stock market that's coming. BlackRock's talking about how the downturn's coming, and I went and looked at the Dow Jones, and it was like up 200 points. But if you were looking at the news article, normally when you, the crazy thing is, dude, normally when the stock market's up and you read all the news articles like surrounding the Dow Jones, they're all like, stock market's surging higher, stock market's rallying again, woo, 200 points, woo. They're just sucking its dick, you know? Okay, but you look at it today and everyone's like, don't everyone be scared. Everyone be worried, even though it's green. Be careful. And the crash is coming. Like, everyone knows. Everyone knows. Even the normally optimistic people are like, fuck, it's coming. Crash is coming. Everyone knows it's coming. Everyone knows. But somehow, we know how. The Jews, the kikes, are keeping it afloat. Because as soon as it's not afloat, guys, it's going to be the biggest fucking crash ever. Fucking ever. It's gonna be so amazing. They're not gonna be able to bail them out. I mean, guys, we're not gonna be able to bail them out again. What's gonna happen? Are people gonna face constant? We have to do everything in our power, guys, to make sure when the crash does happen this time, we need to push that they are punished correctly. They are truly punished. I mean, literal, it's treason what they did. It's treason. And they should be punished with treason. We need to push treason. Treason. Okay? These Jews committed treason. Okay? That's what they need to be pushed to be punished with. Because they will literally have destroyed our economy. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be amazing. It's coming. Buckle up. We all know it is. You know, Tim Pool called for civil war for like 10 years. In his most recent podcast, he wanted to say civil war so bad. He did end up saying it. I'm like, you want to say civil war so badly, Tim? Just say it. Just fucking say it. 2 minutes later, he said it. He wanted to say it so bad. He was dancing around that civil war. I'm like, just say it, Tim. You want to say it? I know you do. Well, Tim's been calling for civil war for 10 years. I'm calling the banking crash for a couple months. So maybe like half a year. Whatever. It gets closer and closer. I'll tell you this. I won't be talking about this fucking stock market crash for 10 years like Tim's been talking about the civil war. Crash is coming. Buckle the fuck up. This Aussie says, what the fuck is that logic? Green text. If we exercise our power, it'll prove we're powerless. There is some clown Jew world. Clowniness. This American says, this looks and sounds like a scene from a World War II movie where a Nazi is discussing their stance on Jews. Only the Nazi is Jewish and the Jews are Goyim. Yeah, dude, it's full. Time is a flat circle. That's the fucking theme of this show today. Time is a flat circle edition. Definitely. Samarica says the only Jewish person I trust right now is Louis C.K. What? Dude, that dude is the kikiest of kikes. That dude touches children. Dude is a pedophile and exposes his dick to people. Like known he pulls his dick out to people. Even if it's a joke, dude, I don't know, man. Here's my dick flipping around. Ha ha, joke. Ha ha. Like, okay. Very rare instances, maybe. Fuck. But when it happens more than once, okay, I don't know, man. That's like a once in a lifetime joke. You get to do. It's not a, if you do it more than once, it turns into sexual harassment. Sexual harassment's a fucking, God, rabbit hole I'm not gonna go down. Charlemagne is playing 5D chess, maybe. Don't even have to talk and they rope themselves. Does this guy have a channel? I want to see the whole conversation. Yeah, but fuck linking a nigger. Someone linked it. just fucking spoon feed him. That's what my show's here for, to spoon feed you guys. Here you go. Let me chew up the content, spit it into your mouth. Here it comes. I won't play the clip. You guys seen the clip enough. I feed you. You're my little birdies. You're my children. I love you. I regurgitate content into your mouths. It's beautiful. Illusion. And it's like an anime girl hugging Kanye. Reality. It's like a nigger with a Jewish girl with a black eye got burned in the cold. God, that's amazing. Saved. I love it. Rayona. Delicious Rayona memes. The bully. Delicious bully. What does he mean by we? I thought they were individuals and Jews were not a group. They're only individuals when it benefits them and their groups when it benefits them. But pay attention. The shoes. All the shoes on the plank. It's all fake. It's fake, guys. It's fucking fake, you fools. Fucking idiots. That's the show. We're done. We're finished. We're completed. Tomorrow will probably be a YouTube show. Sorry. It's just how it's going to be. Be one of those days, probably. Sorry. They're more popular. It doesn't even matter. They're more popular. Less work, more popular. Hopefully they don't become a regular thing, but they just have. It has to happen sometimes. That's how it goes. Enjoy the amazing movie trailer for the ending clip. Love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. Goodbye.
Medic! Oh, Jesus. What is that?
Beth, we should go.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, 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 don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on me.
The bear, it fucking did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was far.
Hey, that's inappropriate.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
Higher, baby.
Oh, shit.
Get higher, baby.
It kind of seems like the thing that stays with a man forever.
Apex predator. High on cocaine. Out of its mind.
Oh man, you fucked.
What the fuck is wrong with that bear?
Shoot it, man!
Bear speeder!
Get higher, baby, and don't ever come down!
Come on. Shh, come on.
We have such good luck in nature.